N B of A, Jan Siebert, that supports the bill. Wes?
No comment.
The banking industry supports the bill?
Yes, it is, Your Honor.
Further questions? Anybody else want to testify on this measure? What's the will of the committee?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Rieger.
I just wanted to make state, I don't know if this has a further referral, but trying to read 1856-300, it isn't clear to me that the exemption that was stated for some communities applies in Section B the way it does in Section A, with this bill amendment. So I don't want to hold the bill up, but I'll check on that, but I'm not so sure that the exemption is.
It must go to finance. Josh, can you tell us the committee referral? Does it go to finance?
No, it does not.
Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I just want to point out that the exemption for location within a municipality that has a construction code is in Section 1856-300A, but Section B is a different section of law which does not, to my reading, contain that same exemption.
Okay, I think what we'll do is hold on to the bill just long enough to straighten that out. If, in fact, we don't have a problem, we'll move it out at the next meeting. If we do, we might try to address it. But since this is the last committee referral, I think it's worth our time to take a little bit of, and just satisfy ourselves on that question. So with that, we'll put it aside, come back to it, probably a quick date, and go on to House Bill 294, extension in the Board of Pharmacy. Is there anybody here that wanted to testify on Senate Bill 294?
Yes, sir.
Well, you've had a long wait. For a one-line bill.
For the short bill. Carl Luck, Director of Occupational Licensing. I just want to state that the department is in favor of the recommendation to by the auditors to extend this board. I also like to comment that in the fiscal note that shows that the revenues do not equal the annual cost. That's based on the last 2 years of operation of this board, but last May we adjusted all of the fees for all of the professions, and as the professions renew their licenses, their fees will in fact cover the exact cost of operating each of the individual boards.
So you're prorationing that out now, cost of licensing and such?
Proration it between for each individual board. In other words, we have now 32 separate budgets. Instead of one budget for the whole division, we have 32 separate budgets, and each budget reflects how much money is allocated for that particular year, and then the licensing fees when the profession renews is based on its actual cost involved in legal fees, investigative fees, hearing officer's fees, and all of the licensing examiners and the investigators have been put on a positive timekeeping system, so the actual time that they spend is charged to one board or another.
So if I'm a pharmacist in the state of Alaska, I have no idea what my license is going to cost me?
No, the fees are set in regulation, and before we relicense them again in their two-year renewal, we have to go through the regulation process to reestablish a new fee.
What is it now?
Wish you hadn't asked. I have all that. I didn't bring that book, but I could provide that for you.
I'd like to know. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay. We looked at the auditing. Senator Lincoln, did you have it?
Yes, I did have a question. The auditor's recommendation here says that they're recommending the boards that we extend the date to 2003. And I see that this is to extend it to 1997, and I wondered if there was a reason for the 1997.
Through the chair, Senator Lincoln. This came up last year, and I think the governor's office disagreed with that because they were trying to push the boards out to a 10-year window, and I think the governor's office or the director of boards and commissions disagreed with that because it limited the governor's ability to basically cut costs or boards if they decided that was the thing that they wanted to do.
You know, I read somewhere in the auditor's report that a four-year Sunset is one of the shortest in all the states. But most of the states that have these sunset provisions have much longer time cycles than just 4 years. That was news to me. I thought back when we passed this a decade or 12 or 14 years ago that that was kind of state of the art, but.
Mr. Chairman, can't we, I mean, even if it is put up to year 2000, we certainly have eliminated other boards before the expiration date, so it seems to me that if the legislature deems that.
We could do anything we want to.
We
could come back next year and abolish the board.
Yeah, so.
Is there any objection to maybe extending that date from 97 a little further out?
No problem here.
Pharmacy? What date do you like? How about the year 2000?
Well,
Do you object, Mr. Sponsor?
Mr. Chairman, I obviously have no objection, but I believe there may be a statutory provision which prohibits us from going out in 10 years. We want to check on that before we do it.
No. We can't write a statute that precludes us from passing the statute.
Well, all right, how about 1997? Or 1999, so we don't, you know, shake up the whole world. And if it turns out that we can't do it, we'll just go back to the original. Is that all right?
And also, Mr. Chairman, the cost here, the average annual cost is 61.2, according to Commissioner Fu's fiscal note, and the revenue is 56.1. There's only a difference of 5.1, but every year, and if every board was just a few thousand, I think that we should ensure that the fees meets the costs.
And you guys are taking care of that, right?
We do.
When Title I, 0801, was amended, it addressed that issue, and it says that the fees should be approximately equal to the cost, and that's in 801.065. And it's based on that we adjusted all the fees.
Okay, is there a motion to amend 1997 to 1999, assuming we don't have to go back and amend the statute on sunset review? Senator Reagan?
Yeah, I'll move it.
Amend it to 1999.
Any objections to that? Then we have adopted a CS to House Bill Number 294, amending 1997 to 1999. It's a new concept to me. I've always stuck to 4 years, but on some of these boards, I think we have to get away from just putting ourselves through this every 4 years, just out of fear of change. Representative Parnell?
For a moment. I have a statutory site that I just wanted to bring to your attention.
Okay.
For the record, Mr. Chairman, I'm Representative Parnell, the prime sponsor of this bill. In AS 4466010, it just speaks to the termination of state boards and commissions. It sets forth a list of boards and commissions. And then in subsection B of that particular statute, it says, upon termination, a commission listed in A of this section shall continue in existence until June 30th. And I just lost it. A commission scheduled for termination under this chapter may be continued or reestablished by the legislature for a period not to exceed 4 years. This particular board is not listed in this statutory section, so I presume.
Well, we can do it then.
We can do that. At this point, that would be mine.
1999.
That's fine, thank you.
Is there a motion on the bill out of committee?
So moved.
There's a motion to move committee substitute for House Bill 294 out of committee with individual recommendations. Any objections? The bill moves out of committee. And that should be the end of the day. Any other business come before the committee? Have we forgotten anything, Josh?
No, we have, Mr. Chairman. Later.
Labor and Commerce Committee adjourned.
Mm-hmm.